Hey everyone, it's Jazz. Have you ever wondered why in school, especially in high school, we're never taught how to handle our money, how to invest, how to be in a budget, and most importantly, how not to get in debt? And the reason why I'm asking this is because 794,960,000 people were in bankrupt in 2016. Almost 800,000 people. Now this stat blew my mind. 59% of US adults live paycheck to paycheck. That means that only 41% of Americans are living stress-free, not paycheck to paycheck, and happy. Schools don't tell us why they don't teach us those, but here's my theory to why high schools or elementaries don't really like to deal with money or helping us with personal finance. My theory is, if everyone knows how to handle their money, invest, not get into debt, then there's going to be more people who aren't going to college. And I don't think that white-haired old men want that. Now, if you're in high school, congratulations. You are a low percentage of Americans who actually try to learn how to handle their money, how to invest, and of course, not get into debt. But if you're not in high school and you're someone like me who's in college or is someone who didn't go to college but you still have a really good job yet you're in debt, you have credit card debt, you have car loan debt, any type of debt you have, well, I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter. It's never a wrong time to start learning how to work your money and especially get out of debt. And whatever you learn, you'll be able to teach everyone else, which is a win-win. Now, my goal here is to teach everyone how to be able to be more financially free. And one way you can do that is to understand what personal finance is. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter if you're a plumber, if you went to Harvard, or if you're a doctor, if you're an engineer, if you are a construction worker, a teacher, no matter your major, you don't have to be a business major to understand how to work your finances. And since we went from kindergarten to 12th grade not knowing how to handle our money, we make a lot of mistakes and we borrow money from credit cards or even we get loans that we shouldn't have got. And we could have done a better deal on them, but it's never too late. And here is, hopefully you are here in the long run and you can grow with me, because what I'm gonna do here in this channel is be able to show you that you have the possibility of growing and becoming financially free and out of debt. And whatever your financial situation is today, it's always okay to understand that not everyone has the same situation. Your life is different from everyone else. So we're gonna all go from foundation and hopefully build up from there. If what I'm gonna talk about right now you already know, then congratulations, let's go to the next level. But for those who don't, I'm making this video for you and showing you why personal finance is extremely important, and hopefully you can get something out of this. And if I brought you some value through this video, please hit the like button and subscribe for more financial videos. One of the main reasons why understanding how your finances work all comes down to the crisis that happened in 2008 to 2010. And if you don't know what that is, that just means that the whole market basically crashed. People were borrowing, getting loans for mortgages, and they couldn't afford the house. The banks were just giving out house mortgages instead of actually seeing if they have that income, if they have any debt liabilities. So we want to be able to create an emergency fund, get out of debt, and most importantly, try to invest our money. That way, when we do have to retire, we don't have to live, or most importantly, we don't have to be working when we're 60, 70, 80 years old, when we can just be enjoying our time with our grandkids. And if you don't have any grandkids, then travel the world. So from that crisis, so you need to understand that the market is a cycle, meaning there's gonna be times where you feel like your financial status is good, you're plateauing, there's nothing going on, you're drama-free with your finances, you're not in debt, your car tire didn't pop, But there's gonna be a moment when you go up, when you start to make more income and you get a promotion and you, your side hustle starts to help you with your income. But then you start to develop habits for that life. You're gonna start creating a lifestyle for the income that has increased. So you buy a new car, you buy more clothing instead of investing it. And that's the issue that a lot of Americans have, and that's why we are in debt, is because we don't save that money and we don't try to forecast what's gonna happen in the future. So hopefully you don't just go all the way up and then like the market over cycles, you're gonna eventually just hit the, you're gonna plummet down and crash. That's what happened in the crisis in 2008, 2010. So my goal here is to help you understand, or more give you the knowledge that I'm learning here. I'm a senior, my major is business administration, and I'm currently taking personal finance. So whatever my instructor and my personal experience has taught me, I will do my best to show it to you guys, and hopefully you learn from my mistakes, you learn from paying for this class, and hopefully we can all learn together and know how to not get a hit when we go down and plummet down after, you know, the cycle, because we're always going to be up, we're going to be down. Our finances are never going to be stable, and we want to create that. So now going to another thing that we should know about personal finance is opportunity cost. Opportunity cost is just simply this: what you give up as a result of a decision. Let me give you a couple of examples so you can kind of understand what opportunity cost is. So let's say that every morning, about the average American gets coffee in the morning. Let's just use Starbucks as an example. So let's say that every morning you get a $5 cup, right? The opportunity cost of buying that Starbucks every morning is, instead of using that money to create cash flow or use it for retirement or save that money up in a month, because it's 5 times 7, which is $35 is a meal that you can take someone out. So that's opportunity cost you're taking every time you buy that Starbucks coffee. So the goal here is to understand that everything you purchase, there's going to be an opportunity cost. You made a decision to buy that cup of coffee, so of course you're not going to have those $5 anymore, because for anything else, for example, like I said, stocks, retirement, IRAs, and that's extremely important to understand every time you purchase something. So try to practice it every time you go to the store. You say, okay, the opportunity cost that I could have done buying this chips is I could have bought a stock that was $3, right? Or whatever it is. Another one that is really common when it comes to opportunity costs is subscriptions. And really, we really don't pay attention to subscriptions because we think, well, it's monthly, we watch it every day. And most of the time when you get, for example, Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, unless you get the Disney Plus package, you're spending about $6 to $12 to $15 a month on subscriptions. You have an opportunity cost there, and the opportunity cost is using those $6, $12 to go out to the movies with your boyfriend, your husband, your wife, or your friend, whatever it is. Like, you are spending those $12 on Netflix. Spending those $12 on Netflix takes the opportunity cost to actually going out to get an ice cream or whatever it is. It's just understanding that your personal finance, everything you purchase, you have an opportunity cost. You could have bought a $100 stock in Apple that could have brought you cash flow or dividends, but instead you are paying a $100 bill on your phone. So opportunity cost is really important, and hopefully you kind of understand what that means and I clarified it. If not, just leave down a comment below and let me know any questions you have on that specific topic, and hopefully we can all learn together. Now, this is just the start, the foundation of what personal finance is. And I just want to clarify, everybody is unique when it comes to your finances. Some people make more, some people make less, and it doesn't really matter how the income that you have. It's more of what you do with that income. Because someone who makes $200,000 a year can have $0 saved from someone who makes $65,000 and they save $100, $200 every single month. The difference here is your lifestyle. And once you understand that, then you're able to not look at, okay, that person makes more than me, then I don't have the opportunity that that person has opportunity. No, whatever you have now, you're able to move around and actually grow when it comes to your finances. I personally, when I started working, I first worked at Amazon, I was getting every paycheck. I didn't know what to do with that money. I just said, oh, I got $600, $800 to spend. And at that time I was living with my mom. So what I wanna teach you is, no matter what you're going through today, you can save a dollar, $2, $20, $100 by being able to understand how to invest your money and have it go into cash flow. I know this is very principle. It's all about foundation right now, and hopefully this video will help you with how to, will help you with the other videos I make. I just made this video for anyone who doesn't know what personal finance is or has no knowledge on it, opportunity costs and all that good stuff. But hopefully you kind of understood why it's important to track your personal finance and what it actually means, instead of it just being like, oh, I have the budget today. No, personal finance is basically what you're doing today to help your future self. And we all sometimes need to learn more on how to improve our finances. There's never a cap on how much you can learn when it comes to your finances. No matter who you are, it doesn't matter if you have any education or you have a PhD. Everyone should be able to put effort to understand how your finances work and hopefully get out of debt. Well, thank you for watching. If you stick to the end, please don't forget to subscribe for more financial videos. But most importantly, remember, be someone that makes you happy.